Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The heart of Hebron and the Ibrahimi Mosque are being Judaized following the same steps as the Judaization of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Translated. After the Jewish entity decided to transfer the administrative powers of the Ibrahimi Mosque following the Hebron municipality to the quote-unquote Jewish Religious Council in Kiryat Arba, and after the entity rejected the objection submitted by the Hebron municipality regarding this decision, along with the subsequent decision to turn the inner courtyard of the Ibrahimi Mosque into a public square, and in addition to the Jewish associations working to purchase homes in the city of Hebron, Al-Khalil, the heart of Hebron city, with the Ibrahimi Mosque at its very core, is being Judaized openly before the world and before the Islamic Ummah, just as the site of the night journey of the Prophet ﷺ and its surroundings are being Judaized. The seizure of the Ibrahimi Mosque took place after the Oslo Accords, especially following its massacre in 1994, after which the entity established a quote-unquote Shamgar Commission, which divided the mosque between the Muslim worshippers and the usurping Jews, giving Muslims one-third and Jews two-thirds as a reward for the massacre they committed in the mosque. Then in 1997, the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, approved the Hebron Protocol, an extension of the treacherous Oslo Accords, dividing the city into areas H1 and H2. This facilitated Jewish control over the southern part of Hebron City, the Old City, and the Ibrahimi Mosque. It is astonishing that the infamous Hebron Protocol is neither attacked or denounced, despite being the very agreement that granted sovereignty to the occupation over the heart of Hebron City and over the Ibrahimi Mosque, while the focus is limited to attacking occupation courts from which justice is sought and directing appeals toward the United Nations, which has turned a blind eye to all the crimes of the criminal entity, except for occasionally expressing quote-unquote concern only for its Security Council to recently issue a decision placing Gaza under American trusteeship, giving the Jews full authority to do whatever they wish. Indeed, it is astonishing that institutions turn to the very executor demanding justice, the return of their mosques and sanctities, without raising their voices at those who signed the Oslo Accords and then the Hebron Protocol, the root of this calamity that began with those treacherous agreements relinquishing the land of Islam and Muslims. The very least required, even though it can never undo the crime of giving up the land of Palestine and abandoning the sanctities of Muslims, is to announce the rejection of the Oslo Accords and renounce all the sins that followed and were built upon agreements that concede most of the blessed land of Palestine, and which the occupation uses to legitimize itself, setting them aside under its feet whenever they conflict with its plans. O Muslims, the Ibrahimi Mosque has become a Jewish synagogue where they perform their false rituals. Confronting their measures is not achieved merely by calling Muslims to pray there, but by denouncing the crimes of the Palestinian authorities, foremost among them, the crime of the quote-unquote Oslo, and demanding its abolition, along with all its consequences, so that its issue returns to its original basis, quote, that this is occupied land to which the entity has no legitimacy, and that the Islamic Ummah must defend its sanctities. The Ibrahimi Mosque, like Al-Aqsa Mosque, is one of the Islamic sanctities, not quote-unquote Palestinian heritage, but an inheritance of the nation that belongs to the Master of Creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is this Ummah that owns the cause, and it is the rightful addressee of the call to fulfill its duty, not those international bodies that established the entity and protected its crimes for a century, nor the courts of the entity itself. End quote. Every attempt to solve the issue of Palestine outside the framework of Islam and without the hands of Muslims is nothing but a waste of the cause, a legitimization of the usurper, and a betrayal that brands its perpetrators with eternal shame in this world and the humiliation in the hereafter. As for all the measures taken by the Jews, they would never have had any existence or effect, even if the whole world approved them, had the Ummah and its armies not delayed in fulfilling their duty towards sanctities, Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Ibrahimi Mosque, and the rest of Palestine. And had they not hesitated in protecting the honor and blood of its people, but by Allah's permission, this delay will not last long. Indeed, the Ummah today appears ready to march towards Palestine. driven further by what it's seen every day of Jews becoming more reckless against the land and its people. A revolution by the Ummah against those who betrayed and abandoned it is coming soon, by Allah's permission, to erase the entity and uproot it, to purify the mosques and the land from its filth, and cleanse the Ummah of the traitors who betrayed Allah, His Messenger, and the blessed land of Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ
And who is more unjust than those who prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in His mosques and strive towards their destruction? It is not for them to enter them except in fear. For them in this world is disgrace, and they will have, in the hereafter, a great punishment. Surah Al-Baqarah, A114. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.